It's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the coalface with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Welcome again, Martin. Now, petrol from coal company Sasol planning to build 3 new coal mines in Mpumalanga.
Yeah, these will be replacement mines. You know, Sasol needs at its plant out there at about 40 million tons of coal a year from its own mines. It also buys some in from Anglo Coal. And mines that have been serving it well since the 70s and 80s, Twist Dry, Brandspruit, Middelbult, they're coming to the end of their lives. So they have to have these replacement mines come in. And the first of these, you know, Tubulisha is already 12 months into the making. The second is about 2 months into design already. And the third is a little bit further off. But in the next 10 years, they'll have 3 new replacement coal mines in the Mpumalanga area of Secunda, where their main cash cow is, and that is Sasol Synfuels, that churns out diesel and churns out petrol and chemicals. But also now the new growth prospect for Sasol is no longer in Mpumalanga. It's moving north towards Limpopo, where they've been drilling a lot and looking for coal there because they want to firm up a good coal resource there for a new coal-to-liquids plant, and that is going to be called Mafuta, and that will have its separate coal mines there, but it's only at pre-feasibility stage. This has still got to get into feasibility stage. In the meantime, they've got that strong black economic empowerment relationship with Ixia Coal, which is largely a women's group. The Whiphold has got most of the shares in there, and one of their ambitions going forward is to create a coal mine that is led, owned, managed, and operated by women.
Now, Zondo Mandela, the nephew of the former president, has bought 3 gold mines in as many months.
Yeah, Zondo Mandela, the nephew of Nelson Mandela, he's been on a buying spree. He spent about 630 million rand in the last few months snapping up gold mines, and his main target has been the stricken Pamodzi gold assets. And of course, he bought first the Orkney gold mine out in the Northwest province, and he snapped that up for 215 million rand. Then he turned on the East Rand, bought the Grootvlei, which is a Pamodzi gold East Rand assets, for that was the latest announcement, 390 million. And then in between, he's been buying smaller mines. We saw him buy the Primrose mine for about 25 million because his ambition on the East Rand is to be the lead consolidator, to consolidate all those mines. And he's also got ambitions in Africa, and the backing comes from the Malaysians, the AM Equity Fund. They seem to provide him with every financial means, and they are going to go onto the Johannesburg Stock Exchange. So this is a new gold force to be reckoned with, they say. He's definitely appealed to the liquidators with his mantra of no retrenchments, and he's managed to snap up the stricken gold assets, and he's looking for many more.
And on the skills development front, it looks like apprentice training is back, with South Africa's metals industry training over 6,000 apprentices.
It's fantastic. You know, apprentice training fell back very badly. I mean, if we had been training our apprentices like we should have, if the government institutions, Transnet and Eskom and SAA, had gone ahead with those massive training programs that they used to have, it would be fantastic. And now there's a catch-up. And here we see the Steel and Engineering Industries Federation promising that they would, in 2008, they promised that they'd put 5,000 apprentices into position, and they surprised on the upside. They've nearly 6,000 in. It's 5,730 apprentices in training and in the metals industry. They've put 10.3 million rand into their training center in Benoni, and they're even training people at Eskom once for Kusile Power Station. But it's hit head on this year into the global recession, firstly. And, you know, in February this year, I think they employed something like 399,000 people. That's the Steel and Engineering Industry Federation members. They had an employment complement of 399,000 members, and they lost 57,000 jobs in 5 months from February to July, and hopefully it's the end of the job loss. Not that that'll affect the training there. They are planning all these skills, but there are tough times, you know, in manufacturing in South Africa, because not only do you have this recessionary factor coming from outside, but inside you've got this very strong rand. So they're having to overcome all those issues. But in the meantime, they're continuing to press ahead with skills training and skills development, which is going to stand us in good stead in the future.
That's Martin Creamer, the publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. He will be back at the coalface at the same time next Friday.